I go wrap it up, I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish her out. Had a grand total of 54 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, y'all are the ones that make the net. One for y'all, the net controllers wouldn't have anything to do. So come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
Yes, K4ROW.
What's up to there, young man?
Something for you. I missed the net a few nights a while back, and there's been some folks that were regulars, and they're not here anymore. And used to always be pre-check in, but I'm afraid of what might have happened to them. Richard and his wife and Simpsonville. I haven't heard them or seen them checked in for quite some time.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Richard and Sam down there in Simpsonville. I need to call down there. I've got a couple of different numbers for them. I'll call down there and see what I can find out. But you're right, they haven't been on the pre-net check-ins or anywhere else that I've been able to see, and I surely haven't heard them on the air.
I hadn't either, and you could bet somebody a quarter it'd be on a pre-check-in, and you'd always win, but I just got wondering if something was wrong, if something bad happened, or if we could help them out or whatever. They were just, they were regulars what regulars were.
And Sally and him been around for a good long while, and I should have called and checked on them before now, and I haven't done it, but I'll do that tomorrow. And if I find out anything, I will put it on the air tomorrow night and, let the people know what I found out, make sure they're okay or what's happened or whatnot. But we don't ever know, from one day to the next. So, when we miss somebody, I'm bad about it. I keep saying that, if we somebody is a regular and we miss them for a little while, they're going to call and check on them. But I'm the world's worst about doing it. I need to get practice what I preach, I guess, and start calling these folks.
I didn't want to cause anybody any trouble, but I was just curious about them. But I appreciate your help. I really do. K4ROW.
There's no trouble whatsoever. It don't take but just a little bit to pick a phone up, and we got one we carry around on our person just about all the time anyway, and it's right there, so it's not like you don't have one available or whatnot. Just laziness on my part, I guess, but I'll see what I can find out, and I'll try to let you know tomorrow night.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm just curious and keep wondering about it, and then I forget about asking somebody, but I appreciate it. KI4DOS, K4ROW.
Take care. Have a great evening, and don't you worry about bothering me with something like that, because that don't bother me a bit. Like I said, I need to be more conscious of it and do more of it myself. And I just don't do it. But, you know, especially after what happened to me last March, I want to be a little more sympathetic with not hearing the folks on the repeater and following up and finding out what's wrong with them or not. So I'm going to try to do better. But anyway, you have a great evening, and I'll try to let you know something tomorrow night. 7-3, my friend. We'll talk at you a little bit later. K4ROW, KI4DOS.